Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Big hour for you. We got Rod Allen, former MLB veteran, Fox Sports Radio MLB analyst, joining us in a moment. We also have Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss at the bottom of the hour. And Rob, I'm getting closer and closer to my Jordans from Martin.
I've already sent
him the picture of the ones I want.
It's funny you say that because I already, on our podcast, the Lemon Pepper
You already
parlay,
got a Jordan bet?
No. I was talking about your bet with him from the standpoint that I mentioned it. It just dropped, matter of fact, on the Extra Points podcast network. Dropped today, Chris, our podcast. And I said to him, I said, are you going to concede that Utah, because isn't it about Utah?
Yep. He said they won't be in the top four seeds.
Right. And I said, are you going to concede that now? Because Utah's not going anywhere. And he said, you know what? As much as it pains me, I'm going to have to.
I told him, just Venmo me the money now.
How much is your bet?
Well, it was a pair of $200 Jordans.
Okay. That's a different bet. So it's $200.
Send me the money,
it's a bet for
and
$200.
And I'll get my. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I'll get what kind I want. So, but anyway. Rob, we made our picks. Let's go over them quickly. Let's quickly, Cy Young, who you got in the National League?
Cy Young, I picked Trevor Bauer again. I think going to the Dodgers and that offense, I just think You know, he has a great chance. I know he won it last year for the Reds, Chris, but the Dodgers are loaded. And I think he has a great chance pitching for his hometown team.
All right, I got Jacob DeGrom, and in the AL, I got Garrett Cole. Who you
got? We both agreed on that. Yeah, Garrett Cole. Okay. Chris, one of the best pitchers in baseball the last 3 years. He's never won a Cy Young. He didn't get the loss today. Gave up two runs, right, and didn't lose, and pitched pretty well. 8 strikeouts. He's got electric stuff. He can win the Cy Young, and if the Yankees are all healthy and they play to their ability, they'll win 100 games, and he'll win a lot.
All right, let's go to Rod. We'll tell him, Rod Allen, what's up, man? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
Doing great. Happy opening day, Rod.
Happy opening day to you guys, man. You guys sound like you know what you guys are talking about.
Just a little bit.
Do you have picks? Have you made picks?
You guys must have did some work in the offseason. You guys sound pretty good.
We didn't know what we were talking about last year, huh?
No, but first of all, are you guys doing okay? I know the Yankees lost today. I know both y'all Yankees fans. Are y'all okay?
No, stop it. Chris is from Cleveland and all over.
I'm from all over. I can claim whichever team's winning. I got a lot of teams like that. But I did pick the Yankees to get to the World Series this year. I got Dodgers, Yankees. I got Dodgers over the Yankees. Rob's got the Yankees over the Padres.
I like the Padres out west. Where are you on the Padres and Dodgers?
Yeah.
I like both squads. I mean, I love the Dodgers, obviously. I mean, they've got a wonderful team. I mean, the way they're built with their pitching staff, I mean, they got 10 starters, and, you know, everybody in the bullpen throws 100 miles an hour. I mean, it's tough to not pick the Dodgers. Obviously, the Yankees are a team that's a very good team, and they should be picked. I mean, once they get all their pieces together and if they stay healthy, those teams probably will collide this year. San Diego's a nice squad. There's no doubt about that, but they still got a lot of unfinished business. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns there. A lot of those guys have never been there, but sometimes that doesn't matter whether you've been there or not. I mean, it's just today's a day where, you know, all those teams can dream, and we can talk about all those teams, and all the cities can get excited about what's going to happen this season.
But let me ask you – go ahead, Chris, go ahead.
I was going to say, Rob and I have talked about this. I mean, Aaron Judge just can't stay healthy, it seems. Giancarlo Stanton's even worse with the health. Do you have a feeling on, like, when you see guys consistently injured, and, they, you know, we're not talking about a broken leg or anything like that, ACL, anything like that. Like, what do you have an opinion on what causes stuff like that?
Not really. The only thing I can say about both gentlemen or both guys are football guys, man. Both guys probably still have that football mentality, and it may not look like they're playing with that kind of aggression on the baseball field, but their mentality might still be that way, the way they're always diving and running into walls and, you know, probably sprinting down that first baseline on routine ground balls, and they probably should be jogging a little bit more. I mean, that's really the only thing that I could think of. They got the best doctors in the world. I mean, they are the New York Yankees, so it's hard for me to pinpoint anything like that. Just like it's hard to pinpoint, you know, why guys get, you know, Tommy John surgery. I mean, it's just hard to pinpoint, but it's a great question.
Rod, you spent many years in Detroit doing color, and I enjoyed it. I used to watch. And, Rod, the best part about Rod when he does the games, Chris, is he doesn't tell you the stuff after the fact. Like, to me, that's a great color guy. Like, Rod would say, hey, if you're on third base, you better watch out. This guy is prone to throw one in the dirt, and the next pitch would be in the dirt, and the guy could score. You know what I mean? Like to me, that's a color guy, like, telling me what I should be looking for, or he'll tell me, this is a bad matchup right here. This guy will eat up a right-handed hard throw, and the next pitch is out the park. But in Detroit, obviously they're going through rebuilding and whatnot, but Miggy hit a home run today in the snow. I know you saw the video.
And that was snow.
It was snowing in Detroit, yeah, but it cleared up, and the Tigers actually won that game against Cleveland. But, you know, Miggy's had some talk about injuries, some down years and some injuries, but he's going to wind up with over 500 home runs and be a Hall of Famer. Should people, you know, sometimes when guys limp to the finish line, you kind of lose the thought about how great he was. How great of a player is Miggy, as Miguel Cabrera?
Well, first of all, I want to touch on that game today, because I was watching that game today, and Beaver, he threw the first pitch to Miguel up and tight. I mean, like they always do, Miggy. Cleveland's been doing him like that for a long time.
Yep.
Since Francona's been there, been busting him inside, and then going away. So as soon as that happened in my mind, I'm watching it at home, and I'm thinking to myself, he just woke Miggy up. Because Miggy started drawing with the catcher. He was drawing with the umpire. He was a little upset. And then the next pitch, I think maybe two pitches later, Miggy takes him deep. You know, so that's the kind of player that Miggy is. And to watch him, Rob, for all those years that I was able to watch him, and to win the Triple Crown and to win MVPs, and not only win MVPs, he's 16-5, and he's 260 pounds, and he won batting titles, and he wasn't getting no infield singles. This dude, man, his hand-eye coordination is incredible. Yep. He didn't study a whole lot of film. I mean, it was all in his mind. He was just better than everybody else. And I've seen some great players. I know Albert Pujols is rated above Miguel Cabrera. I watched Barry Bonds a lot. You know, I've seen Hank Aaron a little bit on film. You know, not much in person. But Miggy is one of the greatest right-handed hitters of all time. There's no doubt about that. He is in that top five.
Rod, one of the guys I'm really looking forward to seeing this year, and again, hoping he can stay healthy, is Ohtani with the Angels.
Yes.
If he's able to indeed pitch and hit, do you think, I'm not going to say he's going to change the game, but do you think that at least a couple of guys might try to follow in his footsteps and do both, or we might start seeing more guys at the lower levels trying to do both? I know coming up, you know, a lot of pitchers are great hitters, although maybe it's changing it today because they focus so much on pitching year-round. Do you think he could have an impact on the game, and maybe you start to see at least a few two-way guys?
You might see a couple, but you ain't going to see that many guys, man, that are walking around throwing 100 miles an hour and have the kind of power and speed that he has on the base pass. I mean, one of the things that really people don't talk about regarding Ohtani is the fact that he can really run the bases and has a lot of speed because he's been injury-prone. Everybody talks about his pitching. Everybody talks about his hitting. But if this guy wins 10 to 12 games on the mound and stays healthy and hits 15 home runs, he's going to be in the MVP conversation. That's going to get the Angels back to the postseason because you know Trout's going to have a big year. And it'll be special for baseball. But the answer to your question is I just don't see a lot of guys with that kind of skill set that Ohtani has. You might have a few guys out there that can throw 90 miles an hour and throw 92, and they might be able to hit a little bit, but not with what this guy can do. This guy's got some special tools.
Another guy with special tools, Tim Anderson, the shortstop of the White Sox. They got a great swaggy kind of team. They bring in 76-year-old manager Tony La Russa. I mean, I thought to myself, Rod, I couldn't get with it. It just seemed like I understand that the White Sox owner and La Russa have been friends forever, and he brings them back. Do you think that this is going to work with the White Sox? Because they went to the playoffs last year, and I think they have a good team and can compete. Is Tony La Russa the right guy for the White Sox?
Well, Tony's got a tremendous amount of swag, and I think Tony will be the right fit for a few teams. And I think Tony sat back and watched what Dusty Baker was able to achieve last year with the Houston Astros and quietly said to himself, you know what, me and Dusty, we've gone to battle for years. We've both been in managers of the year several years, and we've had some great battles. And he probably sat back after sitting upstairs with the general manager as the assistant guy, just kind of watching, and he's been evaluating. So I see Tony is doing a good job in Chicago. I have a lot of respect for La Russa.
Rod, there's three guys, young guys, and correct me if I'm missing somebody, that a lot of people are talking about as MVP guy winners this year. You got Tatis Jr., you got Acuna, and Juan Soto. Of those three, I'm putting you on the spot. Of those three, which one do you like best?
Well, neither of them is going to get the MVP because Betts is going to get that. but
I hear you. I mean, Betts
is great.
But it's a tough question, man, because I love the swag that Acuna brings every single day. Obviously, Tatis being a 5-2 player, and Soto, they say this guy might be the best hitter in baseball. So if I was to pick one that I would like to be on my squad on a day-to-day basis, I probably have to go with the shortstop, man. I'd go with that shortstop. I love Acuna. I mean, I love Soto, but I'm taking the shortstop.
Just because of the importance of the position.
Yeah, I'm taking the shortstop.
Hey, Rob, we just were talking about Tony La Russa, and we actually, get ready, we have sound of Tony La Russa. After the players took the field, Tony La Russa stood at the top of the steps on the dugout, and this is what he said.
Hey, you damn kids, get off my lawn!
I know you don't like Tony, obviously, but, man, I don't know. I think they're going to be all right, man. They got a lot of skill over there. They got a lot of swag.
One of the other – so let's – the other guy we talked about a little bit with the Padres, Fernando Tatis. I mean, he got the big contract. He could just play now, $300 million. He wasn't even close to arbitration contract-wise, and they just look at this kid. And, you know, his dad was a ball player, but this kid has swag, personality. He can run. He can field. He can hit home runs. What don't you – I mean, what do you like everything about him? What can he do?
Well, sometimes I think he plays a little too hard, like in spring training. I mean, he was doing some stuff he probably should have been trying to do in the spring training game, and it led to him missing some games. And I just hope he can be a little smarter at times when you know, trying to, you know, tag up on a pop-up in the infield and
right.
You know, slide into the catcher's gear, you know, that kind of stuff. But he is a special talent, and these guys don't grow on trees. And the Padres, they realize how special he is. And not only does he relate to his players and the front office and but the community and the kids, and a lot of it's about the kids these days. His jersey is one of the top-selling jerseys out there, even though he plays on the West Coast. And a lot of people don't get a chance to see the West Coast games, but he's still that popular. You got to hold on to him. I mean, and obviously that's the dollar amount that's going these days, because Lindor just got the same deal.
Well, he sure did. Lindor just got paid. Did you think that was going to get done? The Mets can't make that trade and then not sign him. So you kind of figured that they were going to meet in the middle?
I knew they were going to get done. With the owner, you know, that's been as vocal as he has been, I mean, on Twitter and as transparent as he has been with everything and going to dinner with him a couple of nights ago, and then them coming back and saying that, you know, he turned that number down, but we still hope he signs. I knew it was coming. It's just, I thought it was great theater. Good for them. Great on both parts. I mean, they got a great player in Lindor, and he's going to have a chance to play in a great market for years.
All right, Rod, great stuff, man. We'll probably be talking to you every week, so we look forward to having you.
Yes, sir.
You better bring your A-game.
You know it. You know we'll be ready on Foul Affair. We usually have
yes.
Rod Allen
yes.
and J.R.
I'm
Campbell.
Just glad you agreed to do it again this year, because you know, we punished you last year.
y'all did double up on me a couple times. I did feel kind of bad a couple times.
It's all good,
that's
Rod.
Rod.
Thanks,
Allen,
buddy.
Former MLB veteran, Fox Sports Radio baseball analyst. Thanks, man.
All right, have a great night.
All right. Rob Parker's about to pour some cold water on the Roy Williams retirement party.
Sorry,
Charlie.
We'll
get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Aw.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Marion, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Marion. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, the Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, this was a good show, Rob. I mean, when I was a kid, it was. I have no idea if it was really a good show, but as a kid, it seemed like a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show. Facts of Life.
You were a little older by then. I was a kid. You were like
a kid. Oh, I was a teenager. I was married. Oh, I was married then. Listen to you, man. You something else.
And we had Tootie on the show.
That's right.
Kim Fields.
I had a crush on Tootie.
Yes. Yes. Well, be careful with that. You were older.
No,
when that
stop
show
it.
Was on.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday. And Rob, Roy Williams retires today. And he's getting a lot of love, which I think is warranted. He won 3 national championships while at North Carolina. Also coached at Kansas. Retires as the 3rd most winningest coach ever in terms of games. Won 900 plus. And he's the only coach to win 400 at 2 or more schools. So, you know, he's leaving with a lot of accolades. But you got a little issue.
No, look, I get it. I'm not trying to totally dismiss his career. But when you have those kind of players, Chris, you should win. If you're in North Carolina, winning three, shouldn't you win three championships? I think that's why when I look at when people talk about Jim Boeheim at Syracuse, he's been there 45, 50 years and got one championship with the players that have come through Syracuse. I mean, I think he's underachieved there. And I think Roy Williams, I don't think, was it phenomenal to win three championships at North Carolina, Chris? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, Dean Smith only won two.
Well, but that's my point is, if you look at Dean Smith, it's the same thing. I think he underachieved at North Carolina. No?
I think Cause, you cause and I believe, have a different...
I believe anybody can win one, okay? So it's more about, to me, it's always about winning multiple. Because you could be a coach, be Jim Valvano, you could be a lot of people, Chris, and you can win a championship because you got the right players, everything falls in the line. But I just look at schools like that. I always think there should be more winning done if it's about the coach. They have the talent. They have
the
talent.
When you look at recruit that talent too,
Coach Cal, he recruited the talent. What don't you think him as an underachiever at Kentucky?
Coach Cal, yes, because he's had astronomical talent. I mean, you talked about Boeheim. Let's look. I think you measure their talent by how
but
well
Chris,
their
he's
players
been there
do
for
in the
45
NBA.
Or 50 no, years. I mean,
right.
Wow.
But I'm just saying, let's really look at how many Syracuse players have been ballers in the NBA.
Yeah, but it's Mello, not about you could, but you could be great.
And
you
who
could
else?
Be a Derek Coleman.
Okay,
you could,
but,
you,
but he had his issues, but he was a really good player. But,
but
other
you,
than
but
those
you can
two,
have,
who else?
But Mateen Cleese led Tom Izzo, so Tom Izzo's championship shouldn't count because that was Mateen Cleese who wasn't a good player in the NBA. You
no,
can't
nobody
use
said
that.
It shouldn't count. You know, I can use it because I think if you coach players who don't become great players in the NBA, to me that says you're maximizing that talent at the college level. And if you got a bunch of guys like with Cal,
but
Cal
you could be a great
he's
college
got a bunch
player,
of guys
though.
That become great NBA players that don't win more a lot of championships.
Yeah, but you could be a great player and just not fit into the NBA game or not be athletic enough. That doesn't mean you're not a great college basketball player like Mateen Cleaves, who was a great college basketball player, but Chris, he wasn't athletic enough or fast enough to play in the NBA when he came out to be a guard in 2000.
That's why I wouldn't you know? Say it was like just talent. I loved Pearl Washington. He was my favorite college
Pearl
basketball
Washington
player.
Pearl Washington was another
phenomenal
guy.
Phenomenal in college. Couldn't cut it in the NBA.
I just think, I don't know. I mean.
Because I think it's difficult to
so
win a
So you think Roy Williams is one of the greatest college coaches ever?
In this era, I mean, he's got three rings. I can't take away with that. Dean Smith, I've always viewed as one of the greatest. He's only got two. Krzyzewski's got five. In this modern era, I mean, Bob Knight's got three. So Larry Brown had one. You know, I mean, guys, it ain't easy to win championships.
I'm not saying that. I just when you're coaching at schools like that, I expect you to win multiple championships, even by happenstance. And I'm not saying Roy Williams can't coach or he didn't do anything, but I don't know.
Because remember, Rob, when he went there, they were in a rut because Dean Smith had retired years earlier.
Matt Doherty, right?
And he struggled. I mean, he was okay, but they had fallen off from what they used to be. They didn't even make the tournament. The first 2 years before Williams got there, and then he wins it in his second year. So I hear you. I mean, he did some things, said some things at times, had a year here or there that made you wonder, really that great?
Right, but, and how much of it is him and how much of it is the kids? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it ain't
North
that
Carolina
hard to,
obviously
to,
gets talent.
Right, I was going to say, it ain't hard to recruit
people. You got to recruit it, though.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah, you're right. You have an advantage being North Carolina, there's no doubt, when you go into somebody's living room. But I can't poo-poo three championships.
Okay.
You know, and like I said, the great
I'm not
going to
totally
poo-poo
it. I'm not doing it. But I just, you know, I just think we get, you know, if you look at some coaches and maybe think, that they really made something out of nothing. And then the other part, too, is I do like when I see people move around and win in different places because it tells you about that it has something to do with them. I always, like, Larry Brown's the only coach to win an NBA and college. I think that counts for Larry Brown.
He moved. You talk about moving around.
No, he did move around and stuff. But you see what I'm saying? Like that, that's something that's significant because nobody else was able to do that, and he was able to do it.
Yeah, yeah, Larry.
Who do you think is the best? Who do you think is the best basketball coach?
College.
Talking about like John Wooden. No, I'm just talking about nothing
that
like that.
Era.
I'm just
college
like
or pro
that you saw just coach. Period. Who?
I mean, you know, obviously people talk about Phil Jackson. I think when you. Who I think and who you rank, like Phil Jackson is going or Greg Popovich is going to be number one in the rankings, right? But do I think like Phil? You got to give Phil credit, Rob, because even though we don't look at him as, you know, he has so many other interests. Obviously, the Zen stuff, the yoga, the incense. So you wonder, you know, how much was he really basketball wise coaching? But Jordan never won it without him. Shaq. And Kobe, as a tandem, never won it without him. Kobe never won it without him, period. So I do have to give him some credit, but it's a hard.
I think this is one thing that Skip Bayless and I, we've talked on for years on the show about that, and we agree on this. We both think it's Larry Brown. We both think Larry Brown, and he hadn't won a lot, Chris, and every team he went to except the Knicks, he made better. And I just saw him when he got to Detroit. I saw him strip down Chauncey Billups, who had bounced around, was a high draft pick, right, with the Celtics, but just bounced around to a number of teams, finally got there, got him into position to wound up being a finals MVP and winning a championship. And maybe I'm just too close to it, but I think Larry Brown's the best basketball coach I ever saw.
Here's the challenge with Larry. Larry was great. And I would put Popovich. I could easily go with Pop because he didn't have that, you know, talent that Jackson had. Here's the problem with Larry Brown, though. It ended badly. You know what I mean? Like, he had some bad years, too.
No, there's
like,
no doubt about it.
When he was
the
in
Knicks
Indiana,
thing was terrible.
Remember?
Right.
He left Indiana and then
even
Bird
the Pistons.
Comes in and
he owned Detroit, okay? They went to back-to-back finals, Chris, with no stars, quote unquote,
right.
You know what I mean? And he was flirting with Cleveland, or like, you know what I mean?
He had wanderlust to the max.
Yes.
And that was one of his weaknesses. That probably hurt him.
He always needed somebody to say that they wanted him.
And then remember, Rob, the Olympics in 2004, where if I didn't know better, it looked like he threw it. To me, because he wasn't playing Melo, and I'm like, you need jump
Melo and LeBron didn't
you
play. I remember
yeah, LeBron
that.
Didn't play. Wade didn't play. Melo, who was a shooter, didn't play. He wouldn't double the little Puerto Rican guard who was killing him, get the ball. It was just crazy. So I just think Larry's had too many bad moments for me to say he's the best. I might go with Popovich. But anyway, we got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. This time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me riding dirty.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right, it's Trolling or Rolling. And before I explain the rules of the game, I just want it to be known that Chris Broussard, you will not get a single cent out of me until the Utah Jazz are mathematically, my bet has to be mathematically eliminated. I want you to know that. Last
All
day
right,
of the season,
I'm just, I was trying to help you out. I was trying to help you out.
Don't call my phone. I don't care what you want.
Uh-oh, see? I told you he had his panties in a bunch.
He's salty. My goodness.
Hey, Martin.
I had to let it be known. So America knows. Chris, I'm looking over. Chris Broussard texting me. I'm thinking it might be something for work. No. It's a pair of shoes. I'm trolling that.
Hey, the longer you wait, the more pictures you going to get. I might change my mind.
We told you not to make that. I don't even know how you thought Utah wasn't going to be a top four out of the way they were playing.
Rob, I don't want to hear about you. You only pay bets that you win. You only remember bets you win. I will remember this loss.
All right. Let's get to it.
If Chris and Rob like the story, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
And since today is Rob's Christmas Day, Major League Baseball opening day, I got three baseball questions for you. First, Francisco Lindor signed a fat 10-year, $341 million contract with the Mets last night, locking the shortstop in New York for the foreseeable future, and quite honestly, even farther than that. When asked why the Mets, Lindor said, quote, "The group of guys and girls that we have in the clubhouse, they are committed to winning. They want to win. They want to improve."
He said guys and girls?
Yeah, he said guys and girls. So the whole organization.
Okay.
I'm saying. Okay. So, okay. Rob used to skip class and go down and see the first pitch of the Mets every day. Rob, trolling or rolling, the Mets will compete in the National League with Lindor at shortstop.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
A lot of people, they like the Mets. The Mets have pitching, though, you know? That's the key. And now they have a player of his caliber who used to, and Chris knows this, got the Indians to the playoffs and whatnot, yep. Right? And he's a good, really good player on a trajectory to possibly even get into the Hall of Fame if he continues to do what he's doing. He's that kind of player. That's why you give them 341 guaranteed. Yes, the Mets will be in the mix for the as a real contender.
Yeah, I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
I am expecting the Mets to have a nice year. Rob knows I picked Jacob DeGrom to win the
He's
Cy
at the
Young.
Top of their rotation.
Yep, you got Pete Alonso, who remember when he was healthy that year, he hit 53 homers a couple years ago. So he's back. So, yeah, I expect the Mets to do some damage and certainly contend with Francisco Lindor, no doubt.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. So the Los Angeles Angels are some of the best individual players in the game. The perennial MVP, perennial MVP candidate, Mike Trout, is a consensus favorite to win the American League MVP. However, his dual-threat teammate, Shohei Ohtani, is attracting the most action at Vegas sportsbooks at 20-1 odds. In fact, 2 weeks ago, somebody bet $30,000 Ohtani would win it. If he does, that bet pays out $930,000. Ohtani's getting eight times the money right now that Trout is. Rob, trolling or rolling that Ohtani has a shot at the AL MVP?
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
And you know what? This might be like a Westbrook kind of situation, Russell
right.
Westbrook,
good.
In that, Chris, he winds up doing something that nobody since Babe Ruth, as far as slugging and pitching, and we just had Rod Allen on, and he talked about it. If Ohtani wins 15 games, Chris, 13 or 15 games, and then Martin hits 15 or 20 home runs, they'll have to consider him as MVP, so I'm rolling with that.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll with it.
They see me rolling.
I think he's an outside looking in, and obviously people are just looking at what he did in spring training. I mean, he hit almost like 600 or something. He was ridiculous in spring training, so I think that's what a lot of people are looking at. And he's healthy, and Rob, just if he hits, you know. Well, say he hits well and has some dingers and doesn't pitch terrifically, but pitches solid. I mean, that's huge, right? No. I mean, he don't have to be DeGrom and Trout combined, right?
No, because he's dual and
yes.
If he does both, right.
Yes, so I'm rolling with it. He's got a shot. Outside looking in.
Trolling or rolling, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, we've seen more blank by committee in baseball than pretty much any other sport. And now Cleveland manager Terry Francona is saying he's going closer by committee to start the season. Cleveland expected James Karinchak to start to take over the closing role, but he got knocked around in the spring. Francona says he feels confident in the other weapons in his bullpen until Karinchak can figure it out. Rob. Just in general, are you trolling or rolling the closer by committee approach?
Nah, I'm trolling this.
Oh, man. Hey.
I know Tampa Bay kind of had that. They had, like, a lot of different people, but it doesn't work. When you think of the teams that win championships, it's because they have this great closer who can close the game with all of it on the line and – I just don't remember too many teams that could put anybody out there on any given night. Mariano Rivera is the only unanimous baseball player to get into the Hall of Fame. You know why? Because he was an unbelievable closer. That's how important that job is, and most people can't do it.
I'm rolling with it.
What?
I do not
value. You made that great case?
I get it. It's important. And Rivera was great. Obviously, Rob, you know he shouldn't have been the first unanimous, but he was great. I get it. But I do not value closers. Like I don't think they're – I mean, it's one inning. And I get it. Pressure's there and everything. If you were that good, you'd be a starter. So if I got – I think I can have three dudes who can go out there and give me a nice inning or two. They might – they throw in triple digits. They can go out there on any given night and close an inning. I think you can do that. I know it hasn't been done, Rob, but I think just like we're seeing, you know, pitchers pitch less as starters in the bullpen, in relief, in the middle relief, I think it could happen with closers that we start to see multiple closers on some teams. So I'm rolling with it.
All right. That would be cake. If they were that good, they'd be starters.
Yeah, I know, right?
You rolling with me on that, Martin?
I don't know. I think there's some, I think there is some pressure that comes in when the ninth inning, when you got to get yes. the last three outs. I've just seen guys crumble trying to get those last three enough to where I think it's a position that demands a little bit more respect, almost like a quarterback type deal.
Oh, right. Gosh. Everybody can't do
I think
it,
it's
Martin.
Pressure.
I'm with you.
I give you that, but
that
I
pressure.
I if you you're know that pressure, good, you pipes. Start. You start. All right. But anyway. All right. That's our man, Martin Weiss. I got one sentence for you, Martin. Save your ducats.
Uh-oh.
Save your loot, my man. But it's always good having you. Great job. Great topics. We'll talk to you next week, my man.
All right, man.
All right. Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker on a TV theme song Thursday and opening day of Major League Baseball. So let's wrap it up right there.
And I want to say, for real, if you got to listen to the show, most of the show today, you'll never hear more baseball on a national sports talk show in this country than you just heard tonight.
Absolutely.
We covered no opening day. We talked about some of the issues. We had Daryl Strawberry. We had Rod Allen. I mean, for real, you know, during the baseball season, and we're going to talk plenty of football and NBA and all that, but, man, make sure you come back here. If something's going on in baseball, we're going to cover it. We will talk about it. That's what separates The Odd Couple from all the other shows.
Rob, I watched and listened to a lot of stuff today, and you know what I heard?
Nothing.
NFL baseball. Draft.
All right.
Which is a month away. Really?
It's just, Chris, it's fine. You know, like,
what's Aaron Rodgers going to do?
Right. I mean, like, today, we could talk about that, but today, not today. Today we did, I think we did justice to baseball and to the fans out there. And, you know, we get people all the time what we talk about. We do. And we're not bragging. We're just giving you the facts. Am I right? That we talk more baseball than any other national show, period.
I remember, Rob, when baseball, you know, as I began doing a lot of the debate shows on TV and stuff like that. And I remember when baseball was getting phased out, you know, and I was just like, man, I mean, and no disrespect to hockey, but as you know, it's not, we got three major sports for the most part that we focus on in this country, football, basketball, and baseball. And I just felt like, man, we're treating baseball like it's hockey or like it's tennis or, you know, it doesn't get the national discussion that you would think it should as our national pastime.
Yeah, but I that's a narrative. I think that's by people who it's easier to talk about the same NFL and NBA topics over and over. That's what I believe. I don't think that it's I just think it's easier, Chris. Even when you talk about the NBA, there's a certain amount of teams that we talk about. We don't talk about the whole league, and I think that's where we've fallen into. And it's not that you can't talk – you're not going to talk about a Tuesday night game with the Pirates and Royals. You know what I mean? That's not
right.
compelling.
Right.
But if you take the time to look at some issues, some storylines, some players, you can mix it in. It doesn't have to be every day. You know what I mean? And we don't do it every day, but we don't ignore the obvious stories or obvious
right.
things that are going
right.
on. I think that's where we're different.
No, you are right in that. I mean, even at the other network, you know, when I do the news shows and stuff, I mean, even to talk NBA, you know, unless it's almost a crisis or some scandal
right.
going on in Utah, or Sacramento or, you know, Chicago at this rate. We're not talking it. We're talking a few big teams.
And a few big names. And this goes,
like I said, back long before I was at Fox. But, yeah, it's a few big teams and a few big names that people really want to talk about. And that goes for pretty much all the sports. Football, obviously, is a little more, you know, people talk about
more teams.
Yeah, but, yeah, so, but baseball, you know, baseball is one. I love playing baseball growing up and following it. So
I'm glad on this show we talk about it. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. And Biden, the president, Joe Biden, you saw he said in Texas, which looked like it was a heck of a game, or at least exciting. I mean, 14-10, the Kansas City Royals beat the Texas Rangers, but that was in Kansas City. So when Texas plays its home game, Rob, it'll be full fans.
Right. And they got the new stadium. Remember,
yeah,
Chris.
40,000.
They didn't have last year. The fans didn't really get to see the new ballpark, which opened last year. I was there. It's a beautiful park. I was there for the World Series. You remember they played some playoff games and World Series there, but they didn't play. The local fans didn't get a chance to see the stadium. But I think it might be a little too much. I think Biden's right, don't you?
Yeah, he said it was a mistake and not responsible. I mean, look, we know Texas is pretty much open, period, right? So,
right.
But yeah, I've been vaccinated. I'm not one that's paranoid about it, but you still need to be careful. You shouldn't just throw caution to the wind yet. You know what I mean? That's what I'd say. But hopefully everybody's good when it happens. And it won't be a problem. But, all right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked right here for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon on Fox.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.